Good morning, all. I hope you are well. As we continue our reflection, I want us to return to where we started, as we earnestly look at the current state of affairs of our country and what from Scripture would be our necessary response to deal with the matter. The call to repent resounds profoundly, not just in the book of Joel, but throughout Scriptures, and as we saw, God desires genuine repentance. When we do, the Lord will restore what has been destroyed and will pour out His Spirit on all flesh so that we can live the way we should. Therefore, our focus today is now is a good time to repent. We are reading from the book of Acts, Acts 17:28 to 31. For in Him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your own poets have said, for we are indeed His offspring. Being then God's offspring, we ought not to think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and imagination of man. The times of ignorance God overlooked, but now He commands all people everywhere to repent, because He has fixed a day on which He will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom He has appointed. And of this He has given assurance to all by raising Him from the dead. Paul's address to the Athenians on Mars Hill will have us find similarities when examined with our context. The Athenians were very religious, like most people today. They had an idol for any and everything, and just in case they forgot to make one for something, they made one and left it blank. They said to an unknown God. Like many, we too are religious whether we accept it or deny it. Take a trip to any community and you'll find many churches. Sometimes there are churches meters apart or even facing each other on opposite streets. Also, a number of persons would have attended Sunday school at some point in their life. To extend this, even the hardcore, hard-hearted man them have them blue New Testament in them back pocket, or them say before them do no wickedness or no wrong, them say a psalms or a prayer. So like these Athenians, we are religious and we have our many idols. What are these idols? They are the gods of this world, the money, sex and power. These are what we have given our attention, allegiance, convictions and value to, which cause us to betray, malign the truth, kill, murder, exploit, rob, steal from, and rape our brothers and sisters mercilessly. God wants to rid us of them, so we can walk in righteousness and justice, where we can love the Lord wholeheartedly, value each other's life, even the unborn, and love our neighbors as ourselves. It is a very sad thing to know that people will end the next man's life for $10,000 or less. Young girls will lose their virginity for a $200 credit or data, or a KFC or a Starbucks. We often sell ourselves short, sell our dignity or pride for money or power. Now is the time to repent and return to the Lord. Let go of these idols and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and His finished work on the cross, who will redeem and save us from sin and this present evil world. As we examine the country with all that's happening, the call to repent is necessary and crucial. We have seen the marauding effects of sin and evil plague in our nation, which has generational effects and dire consequences. Things cannot continue as before. We need to change. We must. For us, repentance is genuine and straightforward. It is not a gimmick or a show. We mean what we say and we act accordingly. Repentance is a change of mind, change of heart, change of life, and change of direction. It is to change one's mind towards sin and to recognize that Jesus Christ is Lord and surrender to His Lordship. Similarly to Joel, the Apostle Paul calls his hearers to true repentance, which leads to salvation. For the Lord is calling all people everywhere to repent, since there is a fixed day which God will judge the world in righteousness through Jesus Christ, who grants salvation through His resurrections. Like the Athenians, Paul's address reminds us of some valuable truths as we explore our need for repentance. 1. Our God is the Creator and is sovereign. Our God is powerful and mighty. We have often have unhealthy fixations on worshiping the creature rather than the Creator. The Lord made the world and everything in it. Nothing is hidden and goes on without the Lord's providence. All that we have is consequent to the Lord's grace, mercy, loving kindness, and favor. What we have are not end in themselves, but means to an end. And often that end could be us helping each other. So our possessions are not God. Rather, they are gifts from God, the Creator. Let us remember the Lord gives and takes away. Tremendously, we sometimes think we can bend and manipulate the Lord to our biddings transactionally, where the Lord bows to us. But our God is sovereign. He reigns on the throne. God is in control. We do not control God, neither does He answer to us. He will judge each man according to their deeds. God acts as a result of God's love towards us. On God, we are forever dependent. As a result of this, let us remember who is in charge. Let us obey His commands and stick with His terms of how we ought to live with one another, with love, justice, mercy, and righteousness. 2. We are created in God's image and likeness. This means we have a propensity to do good, to show kindness, to be loving, and to have justice. We were created to fashion or mirror the character of God. We were not created to be malignant, emotionless, remorseless beings who conspire only to do wickedness and exploit others for our own good. This takes us back to Genesis, where being created in God's image and likeness carried with it a direct command to have dominion over the animals, be fruitful reproductively, fill the earth and subdue it. We are called to cultivate, fill and keep the earth as God's co-laborers or representatives. We are to reflect God's character in this process. God never ravages, brutalizes or exploits what He rules. Rather, He reigns in justice and kindness. In the same way, we are to act accordingly. Today, what are we doing to walk in God's image and likeness? When you practice and cover up acts of injustice or unrighteousness, is that walking in God's image? When we tell lies or withhold the truth, is that walking in God's likeness? When we rejoice and gloat over others' misfortune or act indifferent to their sufferings, is that walking in God's image and likeness? Lastly, the need for repentance is not merely an invitation but a command. Several times in the book of Joel, the command to repent was given and it must involve all people. Here Paul is reminding his hearers and us that we need to repent. We must. God, the sovereign creator who has made us in His image and likeness, commands us to genuinely repent for the salvation of sins and because there is an imminent judgment day. Far too long our nation is ravaged by sin and evil, and our people have been caught in its ensnaring nets. Now is the time to repent if we seek salvation from our sins and justice and righteousness for our nation. Through Jesus Christ, we have the opportunity to do so the right way. Faith in Jesus Christ and repenting is a good place to start. Amen.